Alors, 1.1, adoption de l'ordre du jour. 1.1, adoption of the agenda.
Do I have a mover?
Claude Bissonnette, District 2.
And seconder?
Claude Cousineau, District 1.
All in favor?
Période de questions?
Pour la période de questions, ce soir, à la période de questions, vous avez été accueillis à l'entrée pour vous inscrire. Well, there's a, yes, or no. You know the rules, Mr. Eldabi, so I won't read them all. Okay, so there's not many. Okay, question period. Nasser Eldabi.
Good evening, everybody. I have a suggestion, really. Thank you, Mr. Eric Stork, for answering my... And Mr. Sega was very good what he informed us about all what's... The issue really, it didn't, we have to solve the issue about when people live in the city for 20, 30, 40 years, it's supposed to be when they're retired, they have a fixed income. So when they get hit by increasing the value of the house all the time, when we bought the house, we paid the welcome tax, we paid the city, we're not against any expense from the city. We welcome and we pay what exactly it helped to get better service for the city. This will not argue about that. We argue about when you live for a long time and you keep increasing the valuation of the house, and we have to pay $300 to contest, maybe if we're able to get $100, that is not fair. So we have to find really the right thing to pay the city and to have well operate and good service, but to increase it, and I have to pay $300 to contest the semi penalize me, and I have to pay more. So we have to find solution. We got elected, all of us, and we believe in you. So we have to find a solution, really, to help and to make people live retired in a comfortable, without always have to worry about how to pay the taxes. So that is my concern, please, what we can do to limit that and to help everybody to be able to retire and comfortable in own house for 30 or 40 years. Not just coming to flip the house and to go somewhere else. So please, can you have any idea about this?
Well, I mean, there's one variable that we can't change, and it's called inflation. And on a fixed income or... That's also a variable that factors heavily on a fixed income. The $300, is that the aglo, or is Eskisenu? That's the agglomeration. So that's the city of Montreal that fixes that amount. 54% of your dollar goes to the agglomeration, to a council of Montreal. It goes to Montreal. They fix the rules. So there's a lot we can control our own expenses, snow removal and our buildings, and we've mentioned our costs, and we're very conscious of them. We've gone through as a council a budget cutting exercise just recently, which you won't feel this year, but may in fact impact next year. It's hard to take services away from people. People like things. You know, and when you take them away, you want to reduce taxes, but, you know, if you have excellent snow removal, I mean, where do you cut? I mean, it's a difficult equation. I hear you loud and clear, and as a city, I think we've done a pretty good job over the course of the year especially this year. I mean, our administration did a really excellent belt-tightening exercises themselves, so it's hard to do. Where I hear what you're saying, and I sympathize, and other than to say that we're doing our best. I mean, we can cut more.
No, I'm not talking about the city operation. I'm talking about when they increase the house about $250,000
That's not us either. That's,
I know. That's okay. What I'm saying, what we can do all together to help and to stop this. That's not right for us as a living for...
Well, the agglomeration has a formula for how they raise, and it's property tax based, right? And so therein lies a huge part of the problem. I mean, your rate of taxation is based on property values. And also, when there's commercial exchange, real estate exchanges or activity in your neighborhood, prices tend to go up. So it's really often, a lot of it's market driven. So it's a tall task for us to control the cost of housing. I mean, we can try, you know.
No, I'm not asking to control
it. Can I make
a
suggestion?
Hang on, Councillor Stainforth would like to speak.
They also have public council meetings in Montreal, and I would recommend perhaps attending that. There's a question period there as well, because we can represent and manifest. The mayor goes on behalf of Pointe Claire residents, and the mayor can raise issues. But I think the more voices that do it, the more impact there usually is. So you can check on the Montreal website, and I would suggest that being a first step is that people mobilize then and let Valerie Plante, who's the current mayor, and the council there know that people are unhappy with the way they've done their tax evaluation of homes and with the cost of the contestation, etc. Because that's all Montreal. So, and I've asked in the past, like I asked if we could contest as a city when they put it up last year, because the housing market went flat after that. So you couldn't even, like, my house is evaluated at something I couldn't even sell at anymore. So, you know, it didn't make much sense, but it's because it was based on the 3 to 5 years prior. But the I would recommend the best thing you do is go to one of those meetings. And the more people that go and air their displeasure, perhaps the more there'll be an impact and change. Because otherwise, you're looking at one mayor from each town who's there airing displeasure on behalf of their citizens, their residents. But I always find that the more voices that join that, the more impact there is.
I'd be very happy if you organize that and we'll all go together.
Or
I'll let you know when I'm on strike if it coincides. Otherwise,
yeah,
I've got
really.
A day job.
I'd be very happy. I get you another 5-6 people with me. But organize it, please, and we'll go all together.
Well, you can do it yourselves, too, right?
No, I'm. But she's, you know, when we're all in power, you know, like you get elected and us, we follow you. So it's more powerful than only I go by myself, you know?
Well, you can carpool with other citizens.
Yeah.
I mean, you can organize them in Ontario, when I lived in Kingston, we rented a bus. People rented buses and went on their own. I mean, there are ways of protesting. We, as the ASM, all the demerged cities have been, all the demerged cities, we talk about this on a weekly basis. I mean, and you know, Mayor Borrell and Mayor Gibson are really funny because they've been at it a long time and they get pretty frustrated. And we're all aware. We rejected the budget last time when, you know, Benny Masella, our president, stood up and said, we all don't accept the budget and don't accept the terms. And we did what, you know, you'd like us to do. And like I said last meeting, you know, maybe two people looked up from their cell phones and the meeting went on. Yeah. I mean, it's literally, Daglo's an interesting process. I mean, you know, you go in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed thinking you can make an impact and you realize it's pretty hard to make an impact. So sorry to be disillusioning. I mean, it's just taxation, water fluoridation, public transit, policing. These are all Montreal responsibilities, right? So it's a hard game. I hear you. We're doing our best on our part.
I know. I'm just saying, as all together, when we're starting, you know, we'll get all behind you, and we'll do it.
Okay.
So I wish really we can find...
Well, I previous mayors had protest rallies, I think, at City Hall here, and they weren't as attended as many people would like, you know. So, you know, it's some of this has been done before. I mean, we can certainly try. There's no harm in trying. Okay. Paul, did you...
Just a comment is that it's not like Valerie Plante doesn't know the situation. The demerged mayors spent thousands of dollars on a study to prove that in the last few years, around 2015, 16, 17, to show that it's unjust. And there was an article just on Saturday in the Gazette. I have a copy here where Plante says she knows it's not fair. But the bottom line is, if she reduces the amount that she charges and cut power, she'll turn around and she'll ask the Francois Legault, you give me the difference. And I remember when the new minister came in, she was gung-ho. She was going to work with the demerged cities and all this stuff. And slowly she sort of backed off. And in this article, you'll see that they tried to contact her and they didn't return any calls. It's a question of money. It's a question. Montreal needs a lot of money. They have big problems. And she's going to take it where they can. And, you know, the only person that can change that is Legault. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know he's from St. Anne's, but he doesn't live in St. Anne's, and his riding is on the North Shore. And it's as simple as that. You know?
Yeah, go ahead,
Just to go back into history a bit, Councillor Bissonnette mentioned it, is that, if I'm not mistaken, 2-3 years ago, we were advancing on the file. We were waiting all summer. There was supposed to be a meeting. And there was one supposed to be in August, and they had a meeting in they were supposed to have a meeting in September. And at one point, the provincial government put a moratorium on all future meetings discussing this issue. Basically, they slammed the door on even discussing this for the exact reasons that Mayor Thomas and Councillor Bissonnette mentioned, because the money has to come from somewhere. So it's actually, I don't think protesting to Montreal is the route to be taken. It's the provincial government that makes these decisions. It's the provincial government that would negotiate on behalf of the dispute between Montreal and the demerged cities. So it's the provincial government that has the tools. Now, we're not going to get to the politics of the West Island with the provincial government, but we have a rock and we have a hard place. And so I think the pressure needs to be put on the provincial government, our local MNAs. That's where it is.
Okay. Go ahead, Paul.
Just to go back a few years, remember when Charest came to Fairview and he said that if it didn't work out, we would return to the same format we had, which we never did. The Liberal government was there at the time. And don't forget that we've had 3 ministers in the provincial government for many years. Didn't change very much. It's like a hot potato that nobody wants to talk, because it's a question of money again. And the funds that belong to the city of Montreal.
Monsieur Bissonnette, utilisez votre micro. On a de la misère à vous entendre dans la salle.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were given they had three credit cards that they were using. These are people that do their public consultation, like on Camillier Hood and all this stuff. There's a group of people there. And to show you how they were disorganized, they had these cards, and the person that could spend the money also approved the cards. And then they got rid of the chairman, Madame Olivier. She resigned there last week, and I don't know if you followed the newspapers, yeah. But you'll see that a big scandal there. They're going away to Europe on trips and everything.
Yes, I remember that.
Well,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying is that it's a question of money, and they know that you know we're supposedly well off and everything where we used to be, yeah. But things are changing. But I mean, it's simple as that. But like my colleague saying, Councillor Stork. Can Mr. Kelly do anything? You know, the Liberals aren't very strong right now, by the way, as you know. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, have a happy holiday.
Thank you, and I wish you all Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the best for you and your family. And we always have to start somewhere. That's why I'm always, you know, I believe it's always solution for every problem. But we have to start to find the solution. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Eldemi. Same right back at you from the council. Thank you. Paul, the piece of your microphone might have gone down. Fallen into your lap. Then we'll sink it. It's in. Okay. Okay, 5.1, je pense.
5.1, adoption d'un règlement décrétant l'imposition de la taxe foncière générale, des compensations pour services municipaux et des tarifs exigibles pour la fourniture de l'eau. Pour l'exercice financier 2024, adoption of a bylaw creating the imposition of the general real estate tax compensations for municipal services and for the tariffs exigible for water supply for fiscal year 2024, following the adoption of the 2023 budget. This bylaw is to establish the real estate tax that is imposed on any taxable immovable in accordance of the act respecting municipal taxation. Donc, suite à l'adoption du budget 2024, ce règlement a pour but d'établir la taxe foncière qui est imposée sur tout immeuble imposable conformément à la loi sur la fiscalité municipale. Dans les grandes lignes, je vais simplement donner le taux applicable pour le résidentiel. Il y a 6 catégories d'immeubles et le taux particulier de la taxe foncière générale des immeubles de la catégorie résiduelle, qui inclut les immeubles résidentiels, est fixé à 0,62-63, si on arrondit, 63 sous par 100 $ de la valeur porté au rôle d'évaluation. The specific general property taxation rate in the residual immovable category, which includes residential property, is established at 0.6263 cents per $100 of the value of indicated of the assessment roll. This represents an increase of 3.9% over last year.
Do I have a mover?
Brent Cowan, District 8.
And seconder?
Eric Stork, District 7.
All in favor? Okay.
Closure.
Closure, do I have a mover?
I move to close, Tara Stainforth, District 4.
And seconder?
Seconded, Bruno Tremblay, District 6.
All in favor? Joyeuse fête, joyeuse fête, happy holidays, everyone. Bonne année, happy new year. En janvier.